One question we often hear from our listeners is, why isn't there evidence of dinosaurs in history books, world literature, and works of art? The surprising answer is coming up on today's Creation Moment. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
We're often asked why, if the Bible's accounts of creation is true, don't dinosaurs appear in any historical documentation? After all, according to the Bible, both the great land creatures and humans were created on day 6 of creation week. The first thing to remember is that the term dinosaur is a modern term that has no historical usage. However, there are plenty of descriptions of dinosaur-like creatures throughout history. Virtually every culture has legends of dragons and other serpent-like creatures. The Thunderbird of the Native Americans sounds a lot like a flying reptile. This conclusion is supported by the fact that there are numerous rock carvings of what appears to be a flying reptile. Such carvings can be found in many places, including Arizona, Utah, and Colorado. Another rock carving in Utah resembles a long-necked dinosaur like an Apatosaurus. It can be argued that Asia also had its share of dinosaurs. A carving found at an 800-year-old Cambodian monastery looks like a textbook depiction of a Stegosaurus. But Central and South America seems to hold the record for dinosaur depictions. These include a man riding a dinosaur and a triceratops. Figurines have also been found in ancient graves that look like dinosaurs. So history offers a great deal of witness to historical human contact with what we today call dinosaurs.
Have you downloaded our free Creation Moments app yet? It's available now for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Listen to our archive of radio broadcast anytime you like. Download the app today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.